FM Morning News is brought to you by the Public Service Pension Fund, PSPF.
Are you a pensioner under the Public Service Pensions Fund looking to update your life certificate without visiting our offices? Well, PSPF now brings this service right to you wherever you are. Introducing the PSPF Biometric Life Verification System. Simply visit www.pspf.org.zm, click on Life Verification to self-enroll. Complete your verification using facial recognition and check your verification status by following the simple on-screen steps. It's fast, secure, and convenient. Public Service Pensions Fund. Keeping your pension promise. Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News.
More stakeholders applaud the passage of Education Amendment Bill. COP gets 45 years behind bar with hard labor for rape. In international news, IMF warns Middle East war to slow down economic growth in Africa as cost of living crisis soars. And within sports news, Patson Daka tracks Sevilla and Valencia interests.
And now, the Power FM News.
With upfront and reliable news every day, I'm Shekinah Sakala. More stakeholders have applauded the passage of Education Amendment Bill, making free education a legal right in Zambia. The National Action for Quality Education in Zambia, NACEZ, says the passage of the bill by the National Assembly marks a significant milestone in establishing free education as a legal right. NACEZ views this development as progressive and aligned with Sustainable Development Goal 4, SDG 4, the Zambia's Vision 2030, and the 8th National Development Plan. NACEZ Executive Director Dr. Aaron Chansa has emphasized that the new law legally obligates the current UPND government and future administrations to provide free education to all citizens, irrespective of social status or gender. He highlighted that free education is now a right enforceable by law rather than a mere privilege. However, Dr. Chansa cautioned that the law alone will not guarantee quality education, hence calling for increased investment in the public sector or the public education sector.
Celebrates the enactment of free education as a right in Zambia. We want to commend the executive and also the National Assembly for changing the Education Act of 2011, enacting it into law that is going to make free education as a legal mandate for the UPND administration and other administrations that will come after the UPND. We are particularly happy because this is in line with the SDG number 4, Zambia's Vision 2030, and also the 80th National Development Plan. And as we welcome this progressive development, we want to say that having this law in place alone will not be able to give us the much needed quality education. What will be very, very key, more than ever, will be investments in public education sector. We need more funding.
Economist Kelvin Chansa, or rather Chisanga, has observed that the renewed maize trade between Zambia and neighboring Democratic Republic of Congo demonstrates Zambia's increasing significance as a regional food supplier, despite supply disruptions creating notable gap. Mr. Chisanga says while Zambia's previous maize export ban helped protect domestic food security during droughts, it also created supply gaps in the DRC market, enabling competitors like South Africa to gain ground. Mr. Chisanga therefore emphasizes the importance of maintaining a strategic balance between maize reserves and consistent export policies, adding that predictable export policies are essential for sustaining regional market confidence and long-term trade relations. He further notes that Zambia predominantly non-GMO maize production offers a strategic edge over South Africa's GMO maize, positioning Zambia's maize and millet as premium regional products.
If you look at the previous maize export restrictions, that created the supply gaps which allowed competitors across Africa to strengthen their competition or their position in the domestic market. What we see also is that we need to see a way of balancing strategic means of maize reserve with export consistency, which remains a critical component for sustaining the regional trade confidence. SLA continues to play a pivotal role in safeguarding food security, price stability, and emergency response preparedness. predictable export policies are important aspirations that we need to anchor for sustaining long-term regional trade relationship. Zambia has a lot of advantage. Obviously, we are seeing it from the predominantly aspect of having non-GMO maize seed, which gives a competitive edge for this country.
A police officer in Livingston has been jailed for 45 years with hard labor for raping a 16-year-old girl in Livingston. Francis Wusemtonga, aged 34, was sentenced on May 5, 2026, by Livingston High Court High Court Judge Justice Wiener. At the time of the crime, Mtonga was a serving officer at Dambwa North Police Post. The court heard that between October 15th and 16th, 2023, Mtonga raped the girl while she was in police cells. The victim had been taken to the police post by her brother and guardian. Mtonga was the only officer on duty that night from 5:30 in the evening to 7:30 the next morning. He refused to release the girl when her guardian asked and told her to spend the night in the cells. The next morning, he released her and warned her not to tell anyone, but the girl reported him to her guardians immediately. She was taken to hospital where a medical report confirmed the assault. The case was tried in the Livingston Subordinate Court before senior resident magistrate Leah Kabalata, who found him guilty. 10 witnesses gave evidence for the prosecution, led by senior public prosecutor Donald Cambria. In sentencing, Justice Wiener said Mtonga broke the sacred duty of a police officer to protect the public. He said no badge or uniform will shield criminals from the law. Within a separate development, the Competition and Consumer Protection Commission, CCPC, has warned members of the public against buying roofing sheets from dishonest traders operating online. CCPC Senior Public Relations Officer Florence Zaza says the commission has noticed an increase in cases where consumers are cheated after paying for roofing sheets advertised at very low prices. Ms. Zaza said some traders fail to deliver the roofing sheets after receiving payment, while others supply thinner or shorter sheets than what customers paid for. She explained that some consumers who pay for 0.4 millimeters roofing sheets are instead given 0.3 millimeter sheets or below. Others who pay for 4-meter sheets receive only 3 meters. Ms. Zaza has advised consumers to verify businesses, visit stores where possible, and buy from trusted suppliers. She added that CCPC would take action against traders involved in unfair trading practices.
Further investigations undertaken by CCPC reveal that these traders are often difficult to trace, as they frequently open and close operations, making it challenging for affected consumers to seek redress. In light of this development, CCPC urges consumers to exercise due diligence before engaging in transactions involving roofing sheets. Consumers are advised to take the following precautionary measures. Be cautious of prices that appear unusually low or too good to be true. Physically visit stores where possible to verify advertisements and confirm availability of stock. Request and verify business registration certificates and other relevant documents. Transact with reputable and established businesses and consult widely and seek recommendations on credible and reliable suppliers. CCPC warns traders engaging in deceptive practices to cease and desist from such conduct immediately, as the law will take its full course against any individuals or entities found in violation of consumer protection laws and other related laws.
In international news, a new wave of global shocks, mainly caused by the war in the Middle East, is pushing up the cost of living once again, bringing about a revised economic outlook. The IMF's outlook report for sub-Saharan Africa, titled Hard-Won Gains Under Pressure, shows. From food to fuel costs and fertilizer prices, the pressure is being felt on the ground, raising fresh concerns about economic resilience across the region in 2026. According to the IMF's report, regional growth is expected to slightly ease to 4.3%, while median inflation is expected to increase to 5% by the end of 2026. The latest revision comes just as many sub-Saharan African economies are beginning to recover, with the region entering 2026 with significant momentum, having notched its fastest growth rate in 10 years, a 4.5% in 2025, buoyed by reduced macroeconomic imbalances, rising investment levels, and a generally supportive external environment. Still within international news, the United Nations chief demanded Thursday that Tunisia end widening repression targeting civil society organizations, journalists, rights defenders, and opposition figures. His comments came after Tunisian authorities this week temporarily banned the local branch of the